I'm Ines Tlili. I'm from Amnesty International, the Tunisian section, Tunis group, and the Young Commission.
Can you talk about what happened here today? What was the discussion in the press conference?
Yes, okay, so this press conference was about the SMSI, the WCs, and a member of Amnesty International, the international secretary from London, was speaking about what happened inside the SMSI and outside the SMSI. He was talking about the condition of the press, the freedom of expression and the freedom of press here in Tunisia. And he noticed that many important components of the freedom of expression was absent here in Tunisia. So he made a list of demands and requests to bring them back to outside of Tunisia, just to make research and studies to know what measure the Tunisian government allows the Tunisian press and the international press to be present here in Tunisia.
You're with the young people section of Amnesty International. What kind of work have the young people been doing around this issue?
Directly around the SMSI, we didn't do much things because we have some of the executive committee who was allowed to go to the SMSI, but the young one didn't have to be allowed to go there. But usually outside the SMSI, we write petition and we write letters to help people all the world around to make some kind of pressure on governments to release some opinion prisoners, to stop the death penalty, to check with their laws and international laws, and we work on campaigns, we work on cases, and we have many different ways. Not many, but different kinds of action. So we can write letters or send in mails or send in fax to embassies here or to president or ministers outside the country. Yes?
I understand that some of the prisoners, human rights activists in prison, are very young. Can you talk about that?
Okay, I can talk about that not as an Amnestinian, because as you know, we have some rules in Amnesty that avoids to work on his own country, but we can work on some cases, you know. But let's speak generally. We have many young people here in Tunisia who were arrested just because they visited sites, Islamic site, for example, or sites that talk about Tunisia, the condition here in Tunisia, the politics in Tunisia, or the economics. And as soon as the government, the police knows that they have checked such sites, they are arrested and they are treated as criminals, as cruelest criminals. We have many examples. 2 years or 3 years ago, a cyber decider, a young man of 23 years, was arrested because he made a site which talks about the condition, the political condition in Tunisia, and the condition of young here in Tunisia. He was arrested. He was called Zuhair Yahyawi. I say he was because he dead. He was tortured in the prison and then he was released, but a few time after he died. He was 23 years, only that. Then we have the case, the famous case of the Zerzis young men. Many of them was just 20 or 21, and they were arrested because they visited Islamic sites, and they were accused to be terrorists. And with this new law that everyone in the world knows, the law about the terrorism, we have so many problems. Especially here in Tunisia, we use this law, the law against to stop terrorism. We use that to make us as a civil society out of work. I mean that we cannot have associations, we cannot gather, we cannot work just because they are afraid of terrorist activities. So you know, human rights and the right of expression here in Tunisia is very, very tiny. We cannot move as we want. We want to make some, for example, if you want to make concerts or assemblies in the name of Amnesty International, we can't find easily the spaces. Everything is closed and everything is shut just because we are talking about human rights. And this is crazy.
What about the work of women? What kind of work are women doing in this struggle?
Excuse me?
What kind of work are women and young women such as yourself doing with Amnesty International in Tunisia?
We're trying to do as any Amnesty in the world does. Besides the young committee here, we have a women committee. And as I explained to you, it's not easy to move. It's not easy to act here in Tunisia. So it's not easy to bring new persons and new people. People are... Nowadays, the 18th October movement is bringing back the dreams, is bringing back the hope. So people from different points of view are coming back to the civil society, and this is great. This is, as for me, it's a great success for such movement. The 18th October movement. Many women, who work in different kind of fields. So we have teachers, we have workers who tries to help to work on campaign. We have the campaign that stop violence against women, and this campaign will take over on the next year, 2006. It started 3 years ago. And we're working on cases all over the world. We started working on the rights of the violence, directly the house violence. I don't know if it's...
Domestic violence?
Yes, domestic violence. Then the campaign take another... another field, the violence in war, the women who are victim of violence in war, and we worked on different cases of war, countries in Africa, in Asia, and we tried to develop that. But this is the activity. The main activity that we do is writing letters, because we can do it without having problems with government. But as soon as we want to, even if we are not working on cases in Tunisia directly, if we work on cases related to Saudi Arabia or another friend's country, we can have pressure from the government, because there's diplomatic affairs between them. But let's hope that we'll have a wider field to work, because we have many things to do, but every time we want to breathe, we are just suffocated by the government.
How is the problem of domestic violence against women in Tunisia?
We have an association who's called the Femme Democrate, who and other association as AFTURD and so on, non-government association, organization, NGOs, and they work on directly on cases in Tunisia here. And we have a lot of violence, of domestic violence in Tunisia, but we don't hear about them very usually, because as everybody knows, in Tunisia we have women rights, and women has reached a step that Europeans have reached, and we are as the same as the European country. But this is not true in the reality, maybe we can have something written on paper, but the mentalities is not really developed because of the globalization, because of the picture that we show of the perfect women in satellites and so on, and the precarity of many families is one of the components that make the domestic violence worse and worse from day to other. So I told you example. For example, a woman that works. She was married to a handicapped man, and he has many problems, many psychological problems. But she works for the both of them. He didn't work, and every time she came back, she works and she's a housekeeper, and every time she came back to home, she's beaten, and. He takes her money, and she insults her, telling that she was so on and so on, and she can't know her rights from the law, because she can't read, she can't write. And this case is not the only one. We can have thousands of cases like that, and maybe worse. Women in streets, just walk on your own in the street, and you are a Tunisian woman or girl. If you pass the such a special time, you can be harassed. You are harassed every time, but in special places and special hours, you can be even beaten or harmed. For my own, I was harmed in a train once, because the guy didn't like the way I asked him back, so I was beaten, and nobody told nothing, and the police is absent. When we need the police, the security, there's nobody there. But you can be harassed by men, and you can see a police just 2 or 4 meters. Yes, and he can say nothing. He just turn to the other side, and you can be harassed by the police. And when you tell them, how come that you do that? You are supposed to protect me. He says, but I am a man too. And such case, there are too many funny, let's say funny, to keep faith and to keep hope. But this is really. Dramatic.
Thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I hope that you don't forget the real Tunisia here as soon as you leave this country, and I hope that one day you come to see to melt the beauty of this country and the beauty of human rights conditions here in Tunisia. I hope so.
Thank you.